This is exactly right.
On the 12th season of Tenfold More Wicked, we investigate a series of compelling mysteries from the city of Fall River, Massachusetts, where problems started generations before Lizzie Borden's murders made her a household name. Join me as we cover the misfortunes that have befallen this infamous town for more than 150 years, including the Great Fire of 1843. Season 12 premieres Monday, May 13th on Exactly Right. Follow Tenfold More Wicked on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming to you live from the Lady to Lady Glam Cave, it's our Beef of the Week. Beef, 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 of the week, 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 beef
of the week.
Beef of the week.
Hey, it's the beef of the week. Hope the song's in your head now.
Beef of the week.
We had a lot of people saying that this song gets in their head, so I'm pretty proud of
us. Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
I mean, watch out, Meatloaf. Here comes Beef of the Week. Am I right?
I would love it. We could do a Meatloaf version of the song that takes like 9 minutes and has a whole storyline.
Yes.
I would do anything for beef.
Yes.
I won't be that.
Yeah. What a mysterious song, guys.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. I remember really enjoying that video. It was very Phantom of the Opera.
Oh, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
He is very Phantom vibes. I think that, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's based on him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What's our beef this week,
okay,
babes?
Okay, so we have a sponsor of the show, Tushy. Mm-hmm. No big mm-hmm. deal. It's a bidet, you know. Mm-hmm. So a bidet sprays some water in your private areas to clean them. Mm-hmm. Was yep. that a good? I hope that was a good. This isn't the official ad, okay? Yeah. It's just a setup for with the beef.
Can I just drop a hellotushy.com/lady for 10% off if you are interested? Okay, fine.
Yes.
Also, Babs, I just love that, like, you, I've seen you just be so, literally throw your whole life out there online. Like, you'll be so open about everything. And you were just so timid. You're like, it's a thing that means you're, let me clutch my pearls, your private area.
Yes. I mean, the thing I think is because I've talked about my private areas a lot, but not in relation to, like, being alone and cleaning them. And that feels more intimate.
Sure.
Than who I've shared it with.
Yes, right, of course. Know. That's fair.
Fair, fair.
But yeah, so okay, so we have ours and mm-hmm. we, you know, we did install it, but our pre-installation discussion mm-hmm.
yes.
with the boyf was mm-hmm. the beef with the boyf is yes. he said, so we're lucky enough to have a guest bathroom downstairs and then we have our bathroom and our room.
Mm-hmm.
He said guest bathroom.
Oh, interesting.
Now, do you think guest bathroom or your bathroom?
Where do you shit?
I mostly shit upstairs, but guess where he shits? Downstairs.
Oh,
in the guest bathroom.
Yeah. There it is. That's the mm-hmm. ding, ding, ding. That explains yeah. it. Okay.
Yeah. Well, he kind of tried to slip that in there and I was like, this is obviously for you because you want to use it. But he said it's for when guests, like when we can have people over eventually, it's for them. And I'm like, I feel like that's a little weird. I feel a little weird knowing my guests are in there spraying their butts.
Yeah. I don't know if I want to like be bidet-ing. Barbara, I don't know that I would use a bidet at your house.
I mean, okay.
Fair.
But I would, but I wouldn't. Like, yes. There are contexts where I would use a bidet at your house, and I have been in those contexts many times at your house.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. If you were going to need it somewhere, probably
it
my
house.
House would be the den of iniquity.
But then I also think your upstairs yeah. bathroom is like the VIP bathroom for mm-hmm. the people that you'd be okay needing to, you know...
That is true.
Tush
that is kind of like VIP style. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Put your coat on the bed, spray off your butt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, like, is he open to changing poop bathrooms?
Well, I don't want him using our bath. It's a good situation. That's the thing.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. You know what? Then I'm going to say let him have the bidet and let him keep pooping down there.
Really?
Mm. Maybe. Yeah.
I mean, I was thinking about that because I was like, out of the people who need it the most, you know, it's him.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Yeah.
Well, and like mm-hmm. you have benefit from him bidetting regularly.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. Yeah. I mean, he also benefits though. So I don't know. It's like we're both, you know, we're both down in those areas.
That's true.
Yeah.
So, well, it's a tough call.
Mm-hmm. If I'm not mistaken, didn't at the beginning of quarantine, he wanted to get one like a year ago? Maybe I'm making that up.
Maybe. I don't know. I feel like I don't think. I don't need. You want to just text him. And
okay, hey, Adam, did you want a bidet a year ago and then you just didn't get one?
That might have been a discussion, but I don't really remember it.
All right. Gotcha.
We did get a, I mean, I did buy like one of those dental pick things that you can attach to your sink. So.
Oh, you could just use that.
Yeah, you could just run the hose.
Oh, come on now.
Well, there is a different kind that you can get like that. I think would be actually better for, you know, well, they're both great. Offer code lady at tushy.com. Hello, tushy.com. But there is like, there's a thing called a bum gun. That's like, it's like a, you know, like how the thing on your sink, the thing that you pull out and you spray that part.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
They make those that you can put on the toilet. So you could just.
That's
from,
interesting.
From the front. Okay. If that sounds better to you or to him, maybe see what style.
Here's my problem with the proposed bum gun model. Mm-hmm. It gives too much to human discretion. Mm. I don't trust people to keep the bum gun at an appropriate distance.
Yes.
Whereas the bidet self-regulates where the water comes from.
Yeah, that's very fair.
You mean appropriate distance, like they're going to get water out of the toilet?
No, I just picture people like accidentally hitting their dicks and asses on the bum gun.
Oh, I see. Okay,
yeah. Like that accidentally, makes sense. Like the touch. Yeah.
Some interference. Yeah.
Some interference. I think there's a high risk of interference.
For sure. Yeah. It's like using like a detachable shower head in like a hotel or something where you're like, I don't like this. Yeah.
Exactly. Too close to proximity, too much opportunity for contact.
Well, I think if you were to get it, I would keep that in the upstairs bathroom for sure. Like, I would not put make a bum gun available to,
right.
to the rest.
No. That's a private. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
This is insane. We really have lost it, like, as a society. Sometimes I really sit here and I think, like, we have fucking lost it.
Well, I mean, Barbara, I'll say this. Ultimately,
it's fine.
It's yours because, you know, it's our sponsor. So.
Yeah, I mean, I know I have. I mean, I will say I did. I went for the bathroom because I was like, come on. Yeah. I'm the one shilling it out for this.
Yeah,
exactly.
Tell him to start a podcast 9 years ago and get a free bidet.
But I will say, you know, we've been enjoying it. So, look, hey, maybe we'll double down. You know.
Yeah, exactly.
He's got a birthday coming up.
It's a good birthday present, I think, if you're at that place in a relationship.
But yeah, it really was the guest part of it, which I was like, I feel like it's just a little weird. I don't know why. It just feels, and I know it's very customary, like in, you know, other places to have them all over the place. So I don't know why but it's like I go to a Japanese restaurant and they have them, but I also am not coming out after that and making small talk with all the other people who are just using it as well. For some reason, that feels odd.
I think it's because of where your guest bathroom is in your house. Like, it is right there. Like, as soon as you leave, there's the kitchen. You're literally, like,
it's in the center of the entire place.
If it was in a more discreet place
and you had a little, like, hidden bidet corner tucked away somewhere, I think it would be different. But I think the central location.
Yeah.
Okay. So, well, I've got it. You're saying I should do an add-on to the house and then...
Yeah,
make a special bidet. I need a catio and I need a bidet corner.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, you could put a bucket next to your hose outside.
That's what we've been doing in the meantime. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Well, and I do think also though the bidet makes a little bit of a sound when you use it, and that bathroom you have very thin walls in your house.
Yeah, there's not a lot of insulation going on between what's going on in the bathroom and outside. So.
Yeah.
No, but like again, I don't know, it just depends on like what post-pandemic life looks like for you, because you've thrown so many ragers at your house where I'm certain that absolutely everyone would use the bidet with zero notice.
Yeah, that's very
no,
true.
No, yeah, you're not going to be hearing that.
Well,
yeah. So,
and then I could see
if it's a DJ situation. I'm just imagining that
because, you know, I have grown up in quarantine, and so I'm just imagining all of us sitting at a long table, like for a dinner party, and somebody goes in there and you just hear the.
And then you come out and you're like, turn around.
Quite refreshed. Yeah.
Yeah. Turn around. Let me see the wet spot on your asshole. Oh, God. There it is. Jeff's got a clean butt. He did it.
Good job. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we're looking at a more refined, you know, post pandemic.
Of course.
Party. Yeah.
Party situation. Yeah. Well, and also, you know, on a rage or two, it's like I could see somebody getting drunk and turning the dial a little bit too hard, and then it's like, who broke the bidet? And then you're mad
because
the bidet got broken. You're for sure going to break that like immediately.
Yeah. You got to compose that pissed off tweet with the picture of the broken bidet.
Yeah. Who did this? You drank my liquor and you broke my bidet. What the fuck?
Yeah.
I remember my landlord, Bob, after one part, you know, he came over to look at something and the shelf above the toilet had been like broken. And he was like, you know what I think happened? I think someone came in here drunk, leaned on it, and then broke it. And I was like, yeah, that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, I can almost guarantee that's for sure what happened.
Yes, Bob, you're correct.
Yeah, you nailed it, Bob. You nailed it.
Bingo, Bob.
Yeah. Bob's a good guy.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, I got a good landlord. Man, can I tell you my landlady on Valentine's Day, her and her husband have a band is too strong of a word. But they are two people that play instruments and sing.
Wait, that's your landlady that had the heels?
Yes.
Oh my God, yeah, I love her.
They threw a two-person socially distanced concert for us. It's the first live show I've been to in a year. And she had fake pleather pants from Spanx. And she had some real high-ass little heels on. And she went for it. You know what she likes to do? She's really into... what's the sketch where somebody goes, look what I can do?
Oh, yeah, from SNL.
Yes. She
or quote, no, is it? Whatever. Yeah, what some character. Yeah.
She quotes that all the time.
She actually quotes it?
Yeah, she just goes, look what I can do.
Like, that's a reference everyone's going to get?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm a comedian. I should know where that's from. But she does that. And so it was the two of them and then like four or five of our neighbors just socially distanced just watching them. But then she had a ring light set up with her camera and she would go up to it and be like, look what I can do. And then go back and sing us some more. It was truly, it's truly it's crazy.
It is. I will say it is Stewart on Mad TV.
Oh, that. That's it. Oh, my gosh. Yes.
There we go.
Yes.
Okay.
Wow.
That's so funny that she actually says that. I thought you were just going to say she has that energy, but she literally says
that's her catchphrase.
Yeah, that was her catchphrase. She took it from Stewart on Mad TV. It's her
that's
favorite.
That's such goals, though. Yes. Like, she fucking, man, to just have a concert in your trailer park, like, that is fucking awesome. I love
it. It was
that.
Pretty funny, and it was great.
I have a question about the set list.
Yes.
Was it covers, originals?
It would be about 3/5 of a song, and then she would stop. But she would do, they were all covers. There was some Eagles.
Good.
There was that Amy Winehouse song, the Meet Me Upstairs, da 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 da.
Oh, yes.
And she forgot half the words, but then she really.
So wait, what would happen? 3/5, like she would just do it, be like, and done?
She would then just like hit a chord 3 times. And then
oh, she was playing the piano. What was her husband playing?
He plays the guitar.
Oh, okay.
He did shave a Fu Manchu onto his face for the concert.
Very romantic.
Wow. Well, you know what's funny too is I have a couple of my neighbors like do work in the music industry. Like they both work for record labels, and they had another friend over that works for a record label, and they all came out to watch. And I was like, should we tell Danielle that this is a showcase? She could be getting signed tonight. This is more industry than I've seen in an audience for friend shows that are trying to make it.
Bring in the heat to the trailer park.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. She could use a bidet after those pants. I mean, that would be a really nice thing after wearing a nice, a hot pleather pant outside. A bidet would feel great.
All right, everybody. You heard it here. If write in, let us know where you think the bidet should go.
Mm-hmm. HelloTushy.com/lady. Thank you.
There you go. Thanks for beefing with us, everybody.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye.